Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today's passage for our reflection comes from the Gospel of Matthew, where he writes, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Every human life is marked by good and bad days. There are days when prayer feels alive, when God seems close, when faith is luminous and strong. And then there are days when prayer feels dry, when God feels distant, when faith feels more like endurance than joy. Today's gospel, the Transfiguration, speaks directly into that tension. Peter, James, and John are taken up a mountain. Jesus is transfigured before them. His face shines like the sun. Moses and Elijah appear. Heaven touches earth, and Peter blurts out the most human response imaginable. "Lord, it is good that we are here. Let us stay. Let us build tents. Let us hold on to this moment." Who wouldn't want to? We all want to preserve the good days. We want faith without struggle, prayer without silence, love without cost. We want the mountain without the valley. But Lent tells us something deeper. God does not reveal glory to help us escape life, but to help us endure it. Notice what happens next. The voice from the cloud speaks, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And then, just as suddenly, the vision fades. Moses and Elijah disappear. The light recedes, and Jesus leads them back down the mountain towards Jerusalem, toward suffering, toward the cross. The Transfiguration is not an ending. It is a strengthening. The disciples are given a glimpse of who Jesus really is, not so they can remain on the mountain, but so that when they later see him arrested, beaten, and crucified, they will remember, this suffering is not the whole story. Glory is hidden here. That is how God works in our lives as well. The good days, those moments of consolation, clarity, joy, are gifts. They are real encounters with God. But they are not permanent dwellings. They are reminders of who God is and who we are becoming. And the bad days, the days of confusion, grief, dryness, temptation, are not signs that God has left. They are the places where faith matures, where love deepens, where obedience becomes real. Peter wanted tents. Jesus gives a cross. But the cross is not the opposite of glory. It is the road to it. Lent teaches us not to cling to feelings, but to cling to Christ. Not to measure faith by how it feels, but by how faithfully we keep walking when the light fades. If today is a good day for you, give thanks. Receive it humbly. Let it strengthen you. If today is a hard day, do not despair. God is no less present. The same Jesus who shines on the mountain walks beside you in the valley. And if you find yourself somewhere in between, as most of life is, listen to him. Stay with him. Follow him. because Easter does not come by avoiding Good Friday. It comes by passing through it, trusting that glory is already at work, even when we cannot yet see it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you reveal your glory on the mountain not to remove suffering from our lives, but to give us hope within it. When our days are bright, keep us humble and grateful. When our days are dark, keep us faithful and trusting. Teach us not to cling to passing consolations, but to listen to you, to follow you, and to walk with you wherever you lead. Strengthen us in this Lenten journey and carry our crosses with love. We may one day share fully in the glory you revealed to your disciples. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return to My Hermitage each and every day when we take a look at a passage from Scripture and break it open, applying it to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.